Opponents of a new state law restricting the purchase of guns to people 21 and older have won a round in court. A district judge ruled yesterday that in signing Senate Bill 23-169 into law, Governor Jared Polis did not demonstrate that the measure is consistent with the nation's tradition of firearms regulation. Judge Philip Brimmer added that the plaintiffs challenging the law have demonstrated a likelihood of success on the merits of their case, according to the Denver Post. The age limit law went into effect yesterday, but is now on hold. The measure, signed by the governor in April, is one of several being challenged by the advocacy group Rocky Mountain Gun Owners. The group is also challenging a new law that requires a waiting period for all firearms purchases in Colorado. Judge Brimmer did not block that measure, which doesn't go into effect until October. The interim principal at Denver Public Schools McAuliffe International School is on paid administrative leave during an investigation into the use of a locked so-called seclusion room as a form of student discipline. Micah Claver had been named interim principal after the firing of Kurt Dennis last month. Now school board officials say Claver, too, may have been involved in putting students into a locked room for disciplinary reasons. The widening investigation into the use of a locked room began after an email tip from an anonymous employee. The Denver Post says most of the employee's allegations have been corroborated. Denver police have also opened an investigation into the matter. State health officials say as many as one of every 10 kindergartners are not fully vaccinated. KGNU's Jacob Agatston has the story.
Colorado state data shows vaccination rates among children are down for the third straight school year, following a national trend. State health officials said that, with the exception of hepatitis B, immunization rates for school-required vaccines among kindergartners have fallen below 90% for the second year in a row.
Colorado Board of Health data also shows that coverage for measles, mumps, and rubella among kindergartners is at a 16-year low.
Vaccination compliance rates were slightly up in children in preschool and childcare. Health officials are calling on parents to update their kids' vaccinations. For KGNU, I'm Jacob Agatston.
Former State Supreme Court Chief Justice Nathan B. Coates has been censured for violating the state's judicial code of conduct. A special tribunal formally censured the retired Chief Justice yesterday, marking the first time ever that a Colorado Supreme Court justice has been censured. Coates admitted to authorizing a multi-million-dollar contract with a high-ranking court employee despite evidence that she had falsified documentation related to that contract. The censure does not come with a penalty. Coates retired in 2020. Construction on a new affordable housing modular factory is set to begin in Boulder this month. It's a joint project between the city, the Boulder Valley School District, and Flatiron's Habitat for Humanity. The facility is initially expected to produce 12 to 15 modular homes a year. Those first homes will be used to upgrade residences at the Ponderosa Mobile Home Park in North Boulder, according to a press release. They'll be solar-powered and fully electric. The city is paying to build the factory. Habitat for Humanity will manage and staff it, and BVSD is providing land at 6500 Arapahoe Avenue. Students from BVSD's Technical Education Center construction program will receive on-the-job training there. Also this month, Boulder is expanding its shared e-scooter program following a successful pilot program. Lime, the company that provides the e-scooters, will expand its fleet size to 900 by the end of August. The pilot program began in 2021 in parts of East Boulder, Gun Barrel, and CU Boulder's East Campus. The expanded program is citywide, according to a press release, about three times the size of the pilot program. An evaluation showed that e-scooters reduce traffic congestion and provide new eco-friendly ways for people to get around. Three new laws protecting the rights of Colorado workers are now in effect. KGNU's Emily Cecilo has details.
The new laws come from the passage of Senate Bills 23-172, 111, and 58. SB 172, known as the Power Act, lowers the standard for harassment so that cases no longer need to be considered severe or pervasive to be defined as harassment. Some say this could be an issue for companies since one employee comment could put them in court for years. The bill sponsor says that as long as companies provide proper training and a safe culture, there's nothing to worry about. The new law also defines marital status as a protected class. Senate Bill 111 expands protections applied to private sector employees and applies them to public employees, including the right to participate in political processes while off duty. SB 58, the Job Application Fairness Act, helps prevent discrimination against older job seekers by prohibiting employers from requiring or asking about an applicant's age. Although the bill took effect yesterday, employers have until next July 1st to remove age-related questions from applications. For KGNU, I'm Emily Cecilio.
There are more than 500 job openings at the Denver International Airport, and the DIA is holding a jobs fair tomorrow to fill them. The jobs fair is in person only and runs from 10:30 a.m. till 12:30 p.m. It's taking place on the North Plaza between the Westin Hotel and the Jeppesen Terminal, according to 9 News. Hiring employers include airlines, concessions, rental car companies, and the City and County of Denver. Full and part-time positions are available. To register and see a list of openings, visit jobs.flydenver.com. In today's forecast, the National Weather Service says to look for sunny skies across the Denver area this morning with highs later in the lower 80s. There's a 20% chance of rain after noon, extending into the evening hours. In Denver, the high is expected to be 80 degrees. Look for a high of 80 in Boulder, 79 in Fort Collins, and 70 degrees up in Nederland. For KGNU, I'm John Kellen.